From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Russia and the U.S. narrow differences over Syria. It's on to New York. The United States and Russia Tuesday agreed to hold a third meeting of the International Syria Support Group Friday on ending the Syrian conflict and charting the country's political future. The decision came after meetings in Moscow between U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and President Vladimir Putin and Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov. Zlatika Hoch has this for VOA.
Kerry met with Russian President Vladimir Putin at the Kremlin after discussions with Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov.
I think there is no question, Foreign Minister Lavrov and I have agreed that together the United States and Russia have an ability to be able to make a significant difference here.
Putin said he welcomes the opportunity to discuss U.S. proposals. After the talks, Kerry said the United States and Russia have similar goals for Syria, that it should be non-sectarian and free of terrorists. But he called on Moscow to stop bombing the opposition in Syria on the pretext of fighting extremists. Zlatica Hoch, VOA News, Washington.
Following Friday's meeting in New York, a draft resolution is expected for the Security Council to consider. U.S. Defense Secretary Ashton Carter made an unannounced visit Wednesday to Iraq as part of a trip to seek more help in the battle against Islamic State militants.
In addition to those who have joined the campaign here, we really are looking for the rest of the world to step up.
He is expected to meet with Iraq leaders as well as his commanders to get their assessment of the campaign. A rebel leader in the Central African Republic has declared an autonomous state in the north after rejecting elections meant to stabilize the country. A spokesman for Nouredine Adam, who heads a faction of the Salika militant group, said Tuesday that the Republic of Longon